Afri Art Fashion Show, Emily Tumasimi's Trendy Crochet Designs. Article Views, 75. Emily Tumasimi transformed from a professional quantity surveyor to making handmade garments through crochet. Driven by her entrepreneurial spirit and a passion for crochet, Emily has been able to transform a personal hobby into a thriving business, which she named Crochet Savvy UG. This is a shining example of her resilience and adaptability to changing times. Emily's career journey took an unexpected turn in 2021 when her work contract in quantity surveying was abruptly terminated due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. With her meager savings, she ventured into the hardware business, a field related to her studies. This experience proved invaluable to her personal development as it provided her with hands-on training in people management, communication, and entrepreneurship. At the hardware, I felt the need to employ staff to help me with running the day-to-day activities of the business. This initiative helped grow my management, communication, and entrepreneurial skills, she reflects. Amidst the demands of her hardware store, Emily found solace and creative outlet in crocheting. Initially, she crocheted for family and friends, but soon realized the potential to turn her passion into a profitable venture. At the hardware, I had some free time on my hands. Initially, I would crochet for friends and family until I realized I could make a profit off my creative work. So I started to charge for my time and materials used, and that's how the business was birthed, she explains. Emily's love for crochet dates back to her high school days at Maryhill High School, where the school would teach them basic skills deemed necessary for every woman. She learned the basic techniques back then and didn't think it would amount to anything serious. However, she recognized the need to evolve from the basic skills and hone her skills by modernizing her designs to appeal to a younger audience. Emily's latest creative collection is a denim jacket with crochet sleeves. The idea came about when she wanted to repurpose a beloved denim jacket that no longer fit her. "There is a denim jacket I loved so much, however, when I put on a bit of weight it couldn't fit anymore, especially around the sleeves. I was forced to become creative with it and I removed the denim sleeves and made crochet sleeves that fit well, and this is how the crochet on denim happened," she shares. Emily considers collaboration as a vital part of her business strategy. She has so far been able to partner with different creatives such as videographers that have been pivotal in capturing the story of Crochet Savvyig, as well as partnership with a fellow crocheter that creates baby dolls. These partnerships have resulted in beautiful and rewarding outcomes despite the various challenges associated with them. "The main challenge I encountered here was aligning my vision with my partner's, his artistic vision. However, when we listened to each other, we created something beautiful," she says. In her work, Emily ensures no yarn goes to waste, which shows her commitment towards sustainability. "Yes, we ensure there is no wastage by using scrap to make other useful items as well," she affirms. She also participates in charity drives in her community, especially through the Uganda Crocheters Association, where she is a member. In these charity drives, they donate handmade items such as hats, scarves, dolls to babies' homes and cancer patients. She is enthusiastic about the evolving diversity in the Ugandan art and fashion scene. "The diversity that's evolving in the world of art and fashion is what excites me the most," she says. While she acknowledges the rapid growth of the industry, she emphasizes the importance of infusing creations with cultural identity. "It is growing very fast and we must admit it, however, we need to do better at instilling our culture and identity in our creations to better define and appreciate our heritages," she observes. Emily's creative journey is driven by intuition and imagination. She typically sketches her ideas before bringing them to life by often drawing inspiration from her own thoughts and visions. "I always sketch first whatever comes to mind before creating it. My designs are usually off-head except for those custom ordered by a client with a Pinterest inspiration," she explains. Emily Tumasimi, through Crochet Savvy UG, is building a legacy of creativity, resilience, and community. Her journey from quantity surveyor to crochet entrepreneur is a testament to her adaptability and her unwavering commitment to her passions. She is a shining example of how adversity can be transformed into opportunity, one step at a time.